Great high priest is touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
Amen.
I'm thankful for being saved to other folks. I mean, they just fell right in line this morning with each other.
Yes.
Thankful that when he finished his work, he sat down at the right hand of the Father. To let us know that there was no more work to be done.
Amen.
An aspect of salvation. If you have your Bibles this morning, I invite you to turn to Luke chapter number 10, verse number 38. We'll not be long this morning, just a few thoughts on our heart that the Lord has given us. And share them and go to the house. I can't add no more than what the Lord gives me. It'd all be messed up from there. When you find your place, I'll let you stand. And hear that you read the God's Word. Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 38. It says, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Better therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." I'll ask Chris, if you would, lead us in a word of prayer.
Father, as we come to you again, Lord, we thank you for goodness and mercy, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to come to be in your house today, Lord. I pray your holy name, Lord, we ask now that you take Brother Adam, Lord, that's divine his voice, Lord, preach him and use him, open the door for him. Lord, give us the open heart that us said the Lord. If it be one under the sound of my voice that doesn't know you in a brief part of sin, Lord, I pray you put the mission on heavy and real. Lord Jesus, help this church grow in the grace and knowledge of you. You be with all those that are on our prayer request list. Lord, you know the study in the sick ones, Lord. You know the ones dealing with diseases. Lord, you bless and help them. Bless and help the families, Lord. Give them strength. And again, Lord, if it be one under the sound of my voice, then know you in a brief part of sin. Put conviction on today, Lord. Save our soul before it's everlasting too late. Thank you for loving us, for saving us, and for allowing us another opportunity to be in your house, Lord. Everything is said and done. We'll bow our unworthy heads and hearts and say, Jesus, done it all.
As we look at these few verses here that the Lord's laid on our hearts this morning, we see the picture of two different kinds of Christians and their service unto the Lord. We see that our Lord has called all the disciples, and he is making a round, if you would, and he is doing a work in hearts and lives. He's working miracles, and we see that throughout this, he would pass by Mary and Martha, and we know Lazarus, this was a family that was dear to the heart of our Lord while he lived down here in this walk of life. We see that they loved the Lord. They relied on him. They knew that's where their strength would lie in. And we see as he began to pass by, in verse number 38, it would tell us that as he passed through a certain village, a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Now, when it says her house, it shows that Martha would have the responsibility as to what would take place inside of the house. Oftentimes, when we hear about Mary and Martha in this aspect, we hear that Martha has gone and done a wrong thing, is seeing everything wrong, and the aspect of she's not worshiped God like she should is there. But Martha had duties that had to be fulfilled inside of the household, and that become a distraction unto Martha. We see that both of these ladies would believe on the Lord. They knew who he was as Lord and Savior. And we see that there is some things that would arise in verse number 39. If I read the verse, it says that she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at the feet of Jesus. Now, when it says, which also sat at the feet of Jesus, I'm not taking that as just the disciples was there and then Mary was there. But I believe Martha had started out at the feet of Jesus. And Mary was there at the feet of Jesus. And then Martha has so many other things going on in her mind and aspects of her life that she has got distracted knowing that there's a meal that has to be prepared, and she has turned away from the feet of Jesus in order to make other things happen.
Now, this is not just a little meal that's got to be prepared. You go from feeding 3 people to feeding 15 people. The Lord and His 12 disciples and Mary and Martha and her brother. And surely there was a lot of work to be done when the Lord was coming in. She knew full well that there was a lot to have to do to prepare in order for the Lord to get there. But that preparation that she thought she had to make became a distraction from her serving the Lord. You know, a lot of people that are sitting inside the house of God, they've been saved, they've been put on the right track because they've been blood-bought, but the things that they've got in their mindset of trying to do for the Lord has gave them a distraction from actually serving and worshiping God. Yeah. They've let other things arise in their heart that have distracted them to the point of, it's not that they're doing wrong, it's not that they're doing what God would have them to do in their lives. A good example of what Martha would be facing. Say it's rained for 2 weeks in the summertime and the church grass has not been mowed out here and it would look terrible, it would look shaggy. We come to the house of God on Sunday and everybody sees how bad it is, and then somebody gets distracted by it, goes home and gets their mower and mows the grass. It's not wrong to mow the grass of the church to keep it looking nice. But Sunday would be the inappropriate times because it's set aside to worship. That's what Martha is facing. It's not that she's doing something that's wrong. It's that she's doing something that God would not have her do at that appointed time. She's got distracted as a child of God. She's no longer where she needs to be. She's not as close to God as what she could be in her life. Yeah. You know, when I sit back and I evaluate these two right here, it's not that my life lines up with Mary most of the time. It's that I line up with Martha most of the time. I see things that need to be done that should bring honor and glory to the name of God, and we get ahead of the Lord sometimes instead of waiting on Him, when honestly I should just sit back at the feet of Jesus and worship and let Him work in our lives. We've got too many distractions around us and we're not worshiping the way that we should. See, what happens is Mary gets back under the Lord's feet right here, and I believe Mary gets a hold of something that don't let her go either. And it just puts an impression on her life. You say, how do you figure that? Well, over in John, we see her at the feet of Jesus again, several times, making her needs known unto Him and getting a word from the Lord. And what Mary has done is she's shown a submission unto the Lord in her life. She's shown by her bowing at the feet of the Lord that, Lord, I want You to instruct my life. Lord, I'm humble in every aspect of my life. I'm showing You that I love You, that I need You, that I have to have Your direction to make it as a child of God. Mary right here, we see that when you look at the aspect of the meal having to be prepared, Mary had got rest at the feet of Jesus. We see that too many Christians today have got down and discouraged. They give up on the fight because they've overwhelmed themselves, when honestly all they have to do is give it unto the Lord and go to the feet of Jesus, and they can get the rest and which they need for their heart and for their life. Too often times in my life, I get ahead of God. And how that happens is, I'm not getting the instruction from God. That's what Mary is getting from the Lord at His feet. He's teaching. He's laying out things that they need for them in their heart and in their life. And when my prayer life suffers, when my reading of the Word of God suffers, my whole life suffers. You say, why? I'm not at the feet of the Lord. I'm not living the Christian life that I should live. You know, the Lord instructed us to go out to be a witness unto a lost and a dying world, to be a servant unto Him, do what He would have us to do down here, but that's not happening in my life if I'm not being at the feet of Jesus. Yeah. Because I've not got the instruction that I need to go out into this world. Yeah. I fail as a child of God time and time again when it comes to serving Him. Charles Spurgeon, he wrote, he said, I may sometimes run with Martha to do what Christ needs of me, but I think I should more frequently sit with Mary to receive what Christ, to receive from Christ what I need from Him. You know what he's saying? The Lord don't have to have us to operate. He doesn't have to have us for this thing to go on and bring honor and glory to His name. But what He's saying is, I've got to have God to keep going on. in my life. I can't do it alone. It's through Him.
Yes.
That instruction comes with comfort for the child of God.
Amen.
It comes with comfort through the Word. It comes with comfort through the prayers. You wonder why we struggle so many times when hard things come our way and it seems like we can't get peace, when the Lord can give a peace that passes all understanding. It's because we're not at the feet of the Lord,
yes,
where He would have us be.
Yes.
My world gets turned upside down sometimes at little bitty things because it's become a distraction unto me. Martha here, it's not that she's doing wrong, as I've already said, but that little bit of a meal, she comes unto the Lord in verse number 40, and it says that Martha was covered with much serving and came unto Him and said, "Lord, dost Thou not care?" What she said is, "Lord, I'm trying to serve You. Lord, I'm trying to do something for You. Lord, I'm trying to be good unto You and all Your disciples right here." He said, "You don't even care what's going on." It's not that the Lord don't care, but it wasn't an appointed time. It's not that the Lord doesn't want our work to prosper that we do for Him, but it needs to be in due time in which He would have done to bring honor and glory to His name. My off-the-wall thought process sometimes can get ahead of God and cause a problem. But the Lord was responding to her. And He says, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary hath chosen that good part, and that is that which shall not be taken away from her." What He's telling us, He said, "Martha," He said, "all these things that you're doing," He said, "they're good, they're right. It's something that would bring honor and glory to my name. It's something that you want to do in order to show your love and appreciation for me." And He said, "and that's all fine." He said, "but there's one thing that's needed for the child of God." He said, "Mary's found it." That's to draw strength at the feet of Jesus. That's to draw the rest that we need at the feet of Jesus. That's to draw our instruction at the feet of Jesus. I wonder today in our hearts and our lives where we really stand with God. You know, it's not hard to comprehend the things that the Lord would want us to do, and that's be submissive unto Him. But oftentimes, it's about me. What Martha's done is it's no longer about the Lord when it comes to the meal. It starts off as she invites Him in, knowing that there could be problems because there's a lot of people that don't like the Lord and the disciples at this point. And she knows full well that that could come to pass, that people could come to her house and cause whatever damage or harm it may be. But she comes in there, and now it's no longer about the Lord, because Martha's got up and she's got to show what she can do for the Lord. I wonder how many times inside the house of God that I've been the hindrance inside of the church because it was about me instead of about the Lord. I wonder how many times I've come inside the house of God without spending time at the feet of Jesus, and I've hindered the services. I've hindered the lost people from being under conviction. I've hindered children of God from getting closer to the Lord. I've hindered the worship that could take place inside of the service, all because I didn't give Him my time. Do you realize that my life inside this house of God affects every one of you here? And do you realize that yours affects me and my worship? You can hurt the church, or you can help the church. There's no in-betweens. You're either going to serve God and be sensitive unto Him, or you're going to turn and you're going to walk away from God. I believe the Lord has started sifting through some of the churches. I believe COVID was a big deal with that. I believe the Lord started sifting out the chaff from the wheat and leaving what was left. I believe there's going to be just a remnant when the Lord comes back, if I read the Word of God right. And I wonder which side you're going to be on. I wonder if you're going to be the one that's got distracted and you're going to blow away. Still saved, but not the remnant that's a servant of the Lord, bringing honor and glory to His name. I wonder today where you're at with God. I wonder when's the last time that you've actually got a word from the Lord about your life. Instruction from the Lord. I'm not talking about the Lord going to come in and be like some of the Disney tunes in which you hear a voice and they wonder where it comes from and it's spoken way out and there's no doubt of the words in which you heard. That's not the way the Lord speaks a lot of times. But He would speak through the prayer and giving direction under our lives. He speaks through the Word of God. I wonder how much time we've dedicated unto Him in our walk of life. I'm sad to say I failed. I fell miserably. And then you get up here and you listen to Jeremy teach about a great high priest and how great he is. And still yet, I get up and I go my way instead of standing at his feet to get direction from him. I wondered this morning, where are you at with the Lord? I knew we wasn't going to be long this morning, but I knew that's where we need to be with the Lord this morning. Amen. I wonder, when you evaluate your heart and your life, where do you stand with Him? I'll ask Dave if you would come around and get a song.